If you were here last week, I started talking about this new identity that we have in Christ. We talked about that, you know, the text in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. So you see, a Christian, I define a Christian as somebody whose identity is really found in Christ. So a Christian is somebody whose identity now is Jesus. And the Bible says, if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has begun. You see, the Bible uses a lot of metaphors or illustrations to help us understand truly who we are because of our new identity. You hear about, last week I talked to you about ambassadors. He says, you are Christ's ambassadors. An ambassador is somebody as representative of a nation overseas. And so the Bible calls us ambassador because we are in Christ. And I called it that we are agents of Jesus, soldiers of Christ, agents of reconciliation. That's our new identity according to what the Bible says. That's who we are. But there are so many others. The body of Christ. The family of, so many illustrations that the Bible would tell us to try to get through our heads. This is who we are now. The old has gone. The old life is gone. Now a new life has begun. You see, when you become a Christian, you make transitions. The Christian, a person who is a Christian, has a journey. You start from darkness into light. You start from the old self, the old you, to a new self. The problem we have sometimes is that the old self wants to just grab the new self. It's like, you know, it's almost like it doesn't want to go away. You know what I mean? Like sometimes just we have this constant battle trying to do good, but the bad is right there. So we darkness into light, death into life. That's the transition that we Christians, the moment we say yes to Jesus, the moment we believe in Jesus, we made that transition. And today I want to talk to you about another illustration or metaphor in the Bible that will help you and I understand our identity, and that's the identity of light. It's, I say that we come from darkness into light. And we said today, you came from heaven to earth to show the way. You know, so God made all that possible. We talked about it last week. So in Matthew chapter 5, we're going to spend time looking at two verses, three verses, 5, 14 through 16. Jesus preached or taught the disciples in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, when you go through the Bible, that's what many of us know as the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount. Now, many of us perhaps don't know the audience that Jesus is talking about here. You know, the Bible says it was to his disciples. It says his disciples came to him in Matthew 5, 1, and then he began to teach him. And you remember, he began to say, blessed are the poor in the spirit, blessed are the Beatitudes, he taught all that. Everything you read from Matthew 5 to Matthew 7 is just one huge sermon, one teaching that Jesus is teaching his disciples when they came to him. He sat, and then they all came, and he taught him. So we know his disciples are the audience that Jesus is speaking about. So in Matthew 5, 14 through 16, he said these words to them. So go with me now, 5, 14. He says, Jesus talking, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. This new identity that we talk about, from darkness into light, now Jesus said to his people, you are the light of the world. Now, perhaps you didn't know that. Isn't that amazing? Jesus said, you are the light of the world. I mean, let that sink in for a moment. You and I are the light of the world. I mean, we read it flying through, and sometimes we don't pay attention, but I just want you to hold on for a moment and just let that soak in right there in your brain for a moment. Jesus, you see, in the Bible, Jesus is portrayed as the true light that was coming to the world. John, the writer, John the Baptist also introduced Jesus. He said that the true light that was coming into the world, talking about Jesus Christ in John chapter 1, verse 4. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Jesus himself claimed to be the light of the world. In John 8, 12, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In John 9:5, Jesus says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 12:36, while we have the light, believe in the light, that you may be sons of light. So you see all this light. I mean, John, the Gospel of John is amazing. We're going through right now, through our study on Sunday. Jesus himself claimed to be the light of the world. But this is what's going to happen. You see, because of our identity is in Christ, if he is the light of the world, what does he say his followers are now? Then he said to the disciples, you are the light of the world, because we are in him. And then a city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl, but they put it on its stand so that it will give life to everyone in the house. Jesus said, you and I, his followers, anybody who consider himself or herself a Christian is the light of the world. In the same way, he says, let your light shine before men that they see your good deeds and praise God in heaven. In the same way, what is he talking about? In what ways? The same way that a city on a hill cannot be hidden. You know how it is, many of us that drive at night and you go to other places, you know when you're getting close to a city. Why? You see the lights approaching there, and you see that. And it's amazing, like, to see even the whole world from a dark. You see it, even the details, everything, because they're lights. If the whole world be in darkness, you won't see anything. But you see the light. So a city, if it's there, you see, people always say that you cannot look at the stars in the city because it's hard. Because there's so many, the splendor of the light is too powerful. You cannot look into the sky and see the star. But you go to the country, you go an hour west of this area, and now you can really picture the stars because it's darker. So a city on a hill is obvious. You cannot hide it because it has the light. So Jesus said, in the same way, like a city cannot be hidden, don't hide your light. In the same way that when you light, you know, in those days they use lamps. You know, we don't, that's like a different vocabulary for us, because we just flip a switch. And the light, the electricity comes. In the same way, he said, people will light a lamp, and not to hide it, but they always put it high so that it will illuminate the whole house. In the same way, he said, let your light shine before people. Just like a city on a hill shining the light, everybody sees it from a distance. The same way that you will light a lamp or you got a flashlight, you're always looking up so that you illuminate. Let your light shine before men that they might see your good deeds and bring glory to God the Father. So the question that I want to wrestle with and leave you with this morning, how do you shine the light? Because, you know, according to our text, shining the light brings glory to God. When you let your light shine before men, that brings glory to God. It says, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds. The word for deeds is the same word for works. Or let me just bring it more contemporary. So that they see your good actions and then bring glory to God the Father. So you're shining the light. By shining the light, God's going to be glorified. He's going to be exalted. Now, how do you let your light shine? Through your good actions, through your deeds. Remember the saying, actions speak louder than words? A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Before you even get to the city, you know it's there because you see the splendor of its light. In the same way, let your light shine. That people can see the shining from the distance. That people, you're illuminating. Let your light shine before men through your deeds, through your actions. You see, with your actions, we either shine in the light or not. With everything we do in this life, we either shine in the light or we're hiding it. You see what I'm saying? Like every decision we make, we either shine in the light for the Lord or we're not. We're either glorifying God or we're not. There's no middle ground here. So maintaining a good testimony among unbelievers, that's one way you and I can shine the light. 1 Peter 2, verse 12, he talks about, live such good lives among pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, check it out, they may see your good deeds and glorify God in the day he visits us. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and bring glory to God the Father. How you bring glory to God? Even when people accuse you because you're shining the light, they're going to be ashamed because the accusations were false. That they, when they, you know, that they may see your good deeds and glorify God. So the good actions that you and I will do, our behavior, our lives, our conduct, will bring glory to God. And that's how you and I, my friends, will be shining the light. Because that's what we've been called. Now just say, you are. Now, he could have said, I think you guys should be light. Oh, I really think, really think you should be lights in this world. No, he says, you are. Just like he said, I am the light of the world. Now he says, you're my follower, you are the light. You are the light of this world. As, just like a city and a lamp, reflect me. Let your good deeds so that people see them and bring glory to me. Now, in Philippians, Paul, the apostle Paul, talks to the church. And in Philippians 2, 14 through 16, he says, do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then, check it out again. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. Do everything without grumbling. Let your light shine even when you dispute with people. Even when you might disagree with somebody, let your light shine before men that they see your good actions. And whatever it is you do, and that brings glory to God if it's good. You shine the light through what we do, our actions. Now, what kind of testimony are we showing the outsiders? What do they see in us when we are out there in the dark place, in the darkness? Are they giving God glory because of you? Because of how you live your life or behave in this world? Let your light shine before men that they see your good works, your good deeds, your good actions, and then they're going to glorify God on account of you. Now, are you shining your light at work? Are you shining your light at school? I know you have friends that they probably bully you, but are you shining the light there? Regardless of what it is you're going through, like you're still letting the light shine. They accuse you, but you're letting the light shine because you're not doing the same thing they're doing. How about this one? Are you letting the light shine on social media? I mean, sometimes I get disgusted by Christians when I go, I see posts like, you know, things that they're going, checking out the horoscope. I mean, if you got Jesus, you don't need that rubbish. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, seriously. And so how are you letting the light shine when, you know, you get into the whole politics, guns, pro-guns, whatever. And it's like, it disgusts me when I see Christian people that they, instead of reading the word of God, they get into debates with people. That's not going to resolve anything. Let your light shine even through social media. That, you know, sometimes we can know what you're into just on social media. What movies you like, what sport team you like, what hobby, and you a pet lover or not. We can know all those things on social media because you're displaying that. So let me just bring it back over here. If we're the light of the world, can people know you love Jesus just by what you post on Facebook? I mean, let's just be real right now. Can people know that Jesus is your Lord by what you post on Instagram or whatever? I mean, he said, let your light shine before men. Because, you know, we're in the media over there. Some of us are. And, you know, there's so many dangers and so many things out there. If you're not watchful, you know, you're just going to be conforming just like the rest of the world. But you are the light. You're supposed to be different. I don't get into those debates about guns or not. You know, like sometimes like Christians, like you anti-Trump or whatever. You know, I'm a firm believer. Whoever the president is, God put him there for a reason. Either to bless us or to curse us. You might not know what the reason is, but God's still in control here. So sometimes people just like getting into those. Now, I get in debates with teams, but that's just playing around. You know, but I'm not going to offend anybody on social media just because, you know, I'm supposed to be the light. Sometimes I just go through Facebook and just get out because it's just like, you know what, maybe I should have said something, but it's not even worth it. Let's just move on. So how are you letting your light shine before men? At the basketball team, you know, at the sports, at the arena, wherever it is you're involved in, there you are to be light. Because Jesus said you are the light of the world. And a city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it on on the bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everybody in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and bring glory to God the Father. So how are you and I bringing glory to God the Father? Through our actions. And through our actions, we're letting our light shine. People see it. They have to see that we're different from the rest of the world. Because the world, the Bible says, is in darkness, so we just gonna go with them. Instead of being light, we're gonna be darkness again. Now, Francis Chan says it this way. He says, there are people who truly believe in their hearts that they are followers of Christ, but their lives look nothing like his. I mean, think about that. He said, there are people who truly, truly believe in their hearts that they are Christian, that truly believe that they are followers of Jesus, but their lives do not resemble Jesus. There's a problem there. Because if you're Jesus, the light of the world, you yourself become light in this world. You may truly believe that you're a Christian, but if you're not showing through your actions, through your deeds, through your works, you can say all you want to say, but people see something different how you act. You see what I'm saying? Like, you might talk the talk, but you're not walking the talk. Like, when you say that you love people, people got to see that you truly love people. You know, like, it's like when people say, like, I really love fitness. I like to work out. But they always see you eating junk food, and they don't really see you work out. You can say all you want, but the actions is denying what you're saying. The same way applies when we say that we're Christians. Like, don't tell me you're a Christian. Show me. It's like the same way. Don't tell me that you love me. Prove it to me. Love is to be shown, proved. And faith, the Bible says faith without works is dead. You can say you have all the faith, but until the moment when you hit with a turmoil, that's when we're going to find out whether you have faith or not. That's when we're going to find out if you truly believe in God when you hit with a storm. And then you can say, look, I'm still standing. Now I realize how strong my faith is. It's the action that's going to show whether you are a believer in Christ. And I mean, people were raising, I was raising the church my whole life. You know, but that does not make me a Christian. Not because my daddy was a preacher, that doesn't make me a preacher either. I had to make a decision. And my dad always told me, like, not because you go to church, that just make you a churchgoer. That doesn't make you a Christian. And so I had to make the decision myself. Through the actions, that's how we're going to show the world that we're truly the light of this world. That people will see Christ in us. That people will look at you and say, like, what is it about you? How is it that you keep calm? And you can tell people, because I have the peace of Christ that transcends my understanding. And that's why I can be okay in the midst of chaos. Yes, I lose it sometimes, but you know, he's the one holding me together so that I don't fall apart. And people see that and they think that you're from a different planet. And that's true. The moment you become Christian, you already placed a citizenship in a place called heaven, in case you didn't know. You don't need a passport, by the way, because somebody has our ID, Jesus. But we're supposed to operate differently. People got to look at you and say, like, I don't understand you, man. Like, you're crazy. Paul says, if I'm crazy for the Lord, amen, he said. But I have to be in a sound mind for you. But if people consider me crazy for God, that's awesome, he said. Let your light shine before men. They got to see the actions that we reflect. What kind of fruit are you and I producing? You see, when you go through the whole fruit of the Spirit, like gentleness, peace, love, faithfulness, I mean, those things got to be, it's almost like they see it from the distance, like the city on a hill. People got to see those things before they even get to know you. Like, wow, there's something about you that I want to know what it is. You're letting the light shine. When you and I do not conform, even when we're driving on the road, I'm guilty of that. I'm telling you. Driving makes me mad sometimes around here. And I have a little GPS to keep me calm, because sometimes it's like, let it go. But you know, but again, if I'm gonna drive, I'm gonna drive in a way that it will reflect Jesus. See, I always tell the story. The church that I came from in Chicago, they used to have a church van, and it says First Christian Church of Elgin. Every time I got on a van, I was the best driver, because there was something identifying me now. You know, I didn't want that van to go somewhere and people say, like, wow, people from FCC, they drive crazy, man, because there was something identifying me. I'm the driver of that van now. Lincoln Christian College. I'm driving up Lincoln Christian College. So imagine, so like, am I driving in a way that will be reflecting Jesus to the world? I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to go on that red light. And maybe some of you already done it. You see, like, even driving, even whatever it is that we do, we're either glorifying God or we're not. I've been tempted to turn around to chase somebody because the way they've been driving, but I will let it go. Because at that moment, something just hit me. So how am I going to let my light shine before men, that they see my good deeds and bring glory to God the Father? In other words, when they accuse me of doing wrong, they're going to see that it was false. Through our actions, actions speak louder than words. James said it, show me that you have faith, and I show you my faith by what I do. Faith without works is dead. James says it, just like a body without spirit is dead, so faith without actions is dead. You can say you have faith, but until we see it, it doesn't mean anything. Show it, the actions. So you see, Jesus said, let your light shine before men. When they see your actions, they will bring glory to me, to God the Father. Now, like I said, what kind of fruit are we producing? Faith. You got to show it. Now, you shine the light by displaying good deeds. Now, in case you did not know this, your works, your deeds, your action will determine your reward in heaven. Do you know that what we do in this life is really significant, because it's going to determine what rewards we're going to get in heaven. The Bible says even judgment time will be based on our deeds, our action. That's what Jesus wasn't playing around. He said, let your light shine so that they see your good deeds, and then God's going to be glorified because you're doing the right thing in this world of darkness. In Romans 2, 6, Paul is talking about, it says that we'll be rewarded based on our actions, our deeds, our works. Let me just read that one for you. Romans 2, 6. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Rome, and he says, God will give to each person according to what he has done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. God will give to all of us according to what we have done in this life. 2 Corinthians 5:10, your deeds will be judged. You will be judged based on what you do. And you know, that's how it is. Like when somebody goes to jail, it's based on what that person has done. You know, whether you're guilty of wrongdoing or not. So the same way we apply to us, like Christian people, there's something called the judgment seat of Christ. And I'm working on a sermon to bring it up here so you understand this idea of reward in heaven. Perhaps you realize, like, people go to heaven, but it's not just like being there. You also be rewarded, because God says, if you're faithful in some things here, I'm going to put you in charge of whatever it is when I come in my kingdom. So based on your availability, based on your gifts, and based on what you do with those things that God has given you. I mean, read those texts that I have for you. You know, God judges us according to our deeds. Judgment day will be based on people's deeds. Revelation, the last book in the Bible, Jesus said, I'm coming and I will give to each one according to what he has done. You see, part of doing is embracing Jesus. Part of us doing something is like, God's going to ask you and me, what did you do with Jesus? So that's part of our doing, like embracing Jesus. So judgment, you see, the deeds, the actions, our works, they're significant. Nothing that you do here is just like, oh, it doesn't matter. It does matter. Every decision that you and I make, with every decision we make, we're either walking toward God or we're walking away from him. We're either shining the light or we're hiding it. With every choice we make, and he's watching us every step of the way. Every move you make, every word you say, I'll be watching you. And then you and I are going to be rewarded accordingly at the end of the day. When he says, well, why do you think he would say, well done, good and faithful servant. You being faithful in a few things, I will put you in charge. It's almost like God saying, man, that's my boy. That's my girl. That's my man. That's my child. Man, I'm so, you see, like a parent, like you get so proud of your kid when they do something great. But then we make him mad when we go the opposite direction. Jesus said, let your light shine before men, that they see your good deeds. And God's going to be like, attaboy. I'm so proud of my people. Look at how they're behaving, like lights. They're shining over there in the dark place. You and I must understand that every decision we make, we're either shining the light or we're hiding it. We're killing it. Jesus calls you and I the light of the world, my friends. At one time, he says, you are the salt of the earth. That's another sermon for another time. Light of the world. Now, think about that. If we're the light, what will be our mission then? If we are the light of the world, let's bring it to our scenario here. What will our mission be? Well, let's think about it. What does light do? It illuminates. It guides. It brings warmth into something cold. So if Jesus said you are the light, he says you are to illuminate this world. You are different from everybody else. So radiate my love for people. They got to see God's grace through you. You got to guide them toward me. Just like I always picture like the light, you know, for planes and ships. They need that light for guidance. They said, that's where we got to go. So you and I will be like lamps, lights all over the place, everywhere you go, so that people can see us and through us they can come to Jesus. That's our mission, to point people to God, to bring him to him, to bring light into so many dark places and so many darkness that people live in and they don't even realize it. Now, but if our actions are not bringing glory to God, then we're not shining the light. We're just like the rest of the world. There's nothing that separates us. There's nothing that's distinct from the rest of the world. We're not shining the light then because of our deeds. Jesus calls you and I the light of the world. That's a great privilege. Paul says we're ambassadors. As if God is using us to reconcile the world. Now just say you are the light of the world. People are going to get to see the light of God through you and I if we shine that light. So the question for you and I is, is your light shining? You yourself can say, well, yeah, I'm shining it. But guess what? Even if you say to me that, yeah, I'm shining my light. Usually the best truth about that is when other people say that you're shining it. When they see it in you, like the city on a hill cannot be hidden. Do not hide the light of Christ. People got to see that from the distance, how you behave, even how you talk to people. There are Christians that when they get mad, they think they have to be like the rest of the world and throw the F-bomb and the S somewhere. I'm telling you, when that happens, you're not shining the light. You just went back to darkness. I mean, we have to be this thing, even when you get mad, that yes, you tell somebody the truth, but you don't have to swear like they do. Because Jesus washed our vocabulary, we have to exemplify him now. I know some of you struggle with that. But you see, even there, we have to shine the light. On social media, we have to let the light shine. Everywhere we go, you see, right now, we are like a city on a hill. We're all together here. You know when you shine the light the brightest? When you step out of this building today. Because somebody's going to make you mad on the road, let your light shine there. Because you're going to go home and check your computer and there's a post and it's going to make you mad, let your light shine there. You're going to turn on the TV and there's news and things and you're going to be so angry, what's going on, let your light shine there. Sometimes that's what just getting that verse will keep me calm at times. We're like, you know what, I'm supposed to be the light. I'm supposed to represent Jesus where I go, at the mall, at the ball field. I mean, you know, that's our task. Let your light shine before men. You see, it did not even say before people or before church. It says before men, outsiders, that they may see your good deeds and bring glory to God the Father. My question is, are people glorifying God because of me? Are people bringing glory to God and saying, wow, God is great because of you, because something you've done? When that happens, when that's the case, then, my friends, you are shining the light. So the moment you step out of this building today, think about the words of Jesus. He said, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Don't hide it. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they light it and put it on its stand, and it gives light to the whole house. It illuminates everybody around them. Do you illuminate everybody at the recess? When you say recess from school and, you know, and everybody else can see Christ in you, or you just go with the flow? Making fun of your friends again. In the same way, let your light shine before people that they see your good deeds and bring glory to God the Father. My friends, that's our call. when we don't shine the light, we're not living up to our call. We're not living up to our new identity. You and I are light. We didn't want, perhaps you didn't want that task, but the moment you say yes to Jesus, now he's saying to you, you're the light. And you are there to illuminate people, to show people, to guide people towards me. And by doing that, you and I bring glory to him. I hope that as you go out from this place, that you take your role, your identity seriously. We're all going to struggle at times. Remember who we are when we go to the dark place. Would you pray with me? God, thank you for your word. Lord, I know that at times we struggle with this darkness around us. You called us to be light. You called us to be distinct. You called us to illuminate this dark place everywhere we go. Lord, there's so many things happening in this world, and they're going to need Christian people that take their responsibility, their call seriously to bring light, to illuminate, to guide, to bring the warmth of your love to those who are perishing out there. Thank you for showing us you are yourself are the light. And now you say that because we followed you, because we are your followers, that we are to be light in this world. Thank you for that huge task you have given to us. But we can do it because just through our actions, people need to see to whom we belong to. And Lord, thank you because we know that you loved us in such a way that you changed everything about us. Thank you that we are agents of reconciliation. Thank you that we are agents and people of the light to show people, to shine out the light among them, that one way or another they can see Jesus through us. We are your hands and feet and your mouth, and Lord, may we take our call seriously everywhere we go. May we continue to be the light of this world until you call us home. All glory and honor is yours. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for rescuing us from the sin and the darkness and to bring us to the kingdom of light. It is in your name that I pray. Amen.